This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Denise Meldrew, DENISEMULDROW. Date of birth 11/23/1982. Date of appointment March 23, 2023. Requesting physician Tracy Kuban, TRACYKUBAN. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Denise Meldrew today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. 1 year ago, she started having tremors of the right arm and then left arm. The tongue tremor also could not talk very well, becomes confused. She confused between right and left, cannot remember the work, confused a lot, spacey, gets blurry vision, went to see the eye doctor, eyes are okay, feels dizzy while walking. She used to live in Texas and recently moved to this area. She saw the neurologist over there for migraine. Last MRI done 2-3 years ago in Texas and normal. She has a history of migraine since age 15. Present is 2 times per week. Start from the back of the head, sharp pulsating with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, sometimes dizziness, sleep, no help. Taking Topamax 100 mg PO2 time daily, will go and see mental health, numbness, and she is having numbness and tingling in the face in the morning. Please rewrite again. She is having numbness and tingling in the face, in the arm, and in the tongue, on the tongue. Past medical history. Asthma, fibromyalgia, bipolar disorder, migraine, chronic pain, tachycardia, GERD, past surgical history, 2 C-section, tonsillectomy. Allergy, diclofenac, medication, Montelukast, atorvastatin, sertraline, 25 mg, lithium, hydrochlorothiazide, seroquel, 100 mg, carvedilol, pentaprazole, cetirizine, topiramate, 100 mg, 2 times daily, pregabalin, 100 mg, 2 times daily. Social history, smoke 1/2 pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not work, divorce, lives with the fiancé, have 2 children, family history, mother alive with fibromyalgia, diabetes, hypertension, father alive, hypertension, diabetes, and stage renal disease, 2 sisters, 1 brother, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next of all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexy 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, tremors. Number two, migraine. Number three, dizziness. Number four, back pain. Number five, depression. Number six, anxiety. Next paragraph. Her tremors can be due to her psychiatric issue or side effect of the medication which she is taking. These tremors are also due to anxiety. Next period. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, blood test including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, CPK, aldolase. I also want to order EMG of the upper extremities. If problem will continue, then dopamine need to be changed. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.